The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Pat's great and Jason Braddock in for Fred and A.J. on the Blitz. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN on the HRMP listener line. On the text line. On Twitter at Pete Creighton 1. At Jason Braddock. At Late Hitters. Aaron Raybould on the other side of the glass to master controls at Aaron is Blitz.
All right, so just got an email from the Texans here titled, Houston Texans make major changes to team facilities in keeping with COVID-19 protocols.
Am I still banned?
Are you in? Yeah, probably so. Are you interested in these protocols to see what they're doing for this season?
Realistically,
No. All right, we'll scratch it.
But I'm sure there are fans who are.
You think so?
So you should probably give us a little something here.
All right, so these are the Houston Texans' major changes to the team facilities, and this is to keep up with the COVID-19 protocols. Jumping to the meat of this, taking out the quotes, he says, as players and staff started returning to NRG Stadium in preparation for the 2020 season, they found a completely revamped work experience aimed at maximizing the wellness of all personnel and their families. Some of the changes include, and I'm just going to run through these bullet points real quickly, a tier system implemented by the NFL that limits the number of people who have access to restricted areas of team facilities and direct access to players and coaches. League-issued proximity sensor devices that must be worn at all times inside the facilities. That's interesting. A dedicated infection control officer.
Wait, you said they have to wear a device? Is that like the ring that the NBA has to wear?
I'm wondering, because it says it's league-issued. League-issued proximity sensor. I used to have this on my Sebring when I first moved to Houston in 98.
Ankle bracelet.
Proximity sensor. Not the ankle bracelet. That came in 99. A dedicated infection control officer, Jeff Kaplan, and the team's first ever facility hygiene coordinator, Ray Carledge. Increased frequency of cleaning and disinfecting throughout the building, especially high-touch surfaces, using hospital-grade sanitizer, Signage in all areas reinforcing the importance of proper hygiene. As on-site COVID-19 testing facility operated in coordination with bioreference laboratories. So you got your on-site COVID, so anytime, I guess, that a scare comes up, you can get that instant test. Facial recognition systems that automatically opens door, ensuring all highly trafficked areas are completely touchless. That's
so
pretty,
basically,
I like that.
All players have to do a retina scan like they're walking into MTAC to enter the building.
I thought you said rectum scan. I'm like, where did you get that from? Okay, I see where you went, though. That's much better than the rectum scan.
Retinal's
a lot better than the rectum scan. If I had to do the rectum scan every time I went into the building, I'd probably still play. Physically distanced player lockers spread over three different locker rooms areas to accommodate.
It's like they've got the FBI guy from Beavis and Butthead to America.
Nice.
I was like, body cavity searches for everyone.
Well, they got lots of slots. Auxiliary dining areas and pre-prepared food service stations to alleviate congestion in team cafeteria. Distance meeting setups, including the Houston Methodist Training Center, to accommodate team and position group meetings with proper spacing. Dedicated one-way ingress-egress and highly trafficked areas. New flooring that's easier to clean and sanitize, hand sanitizer stations, and increased ventilation throughout NRG Stadium and all team areas. And last but not least, educational safety and hygiene material sent to all personnel. I think probably the meat on this is the league-issued proximity sensor devices that must be worn at all times.
So the ankle bracelets and the rectum scan.
And the rectum scan. All those right. Two right there, I would probably say, are the biggest changes. But, yeah, I mean, when I go to the Woodlands Mall, they have one door at this entrance that's automatically slides open ever since COVID. If I have to go to the mall, that's the only door I use.
You don't touch anything.
No. Yeah, I mean, if you don't have to touch it, and then they have it set up as well throughout the mall, those different sanitation areas. So that's just where I think, I don't know if everybody else is like me, but I've become hand sanitizer freaked in all this. If you have a station set up, like if you go into GameStop, they have this plastic box that was just made up with this little push button, and you got hand sanitizer. So yeah, I think all businesses should have those set up throughout the place, especially the electronic ones where you don't have to keep touching.
Yeah, there and
that's what the Woodland Mall's at.
It puts a little skeet in your hand.
Wow.
Is that how that works?
That's what the Sugarland Skeeters could call it. Like, come get our hand sanitizer. Put your hand under there and a skeet, skeet, skeet. You're sanitized.
Hey, listen, if it brings fans to the ballpark, whatever works.
I don't know if that's what they intended by the Skeeters.
You know, the quality of baseball they're putting out has been pretty good. There's a good mix of guys who are current prospects, guys who are recent draftees, who are high round picks, who just, you know, they're not in, you know, they're still like A ball, double A ball. But these guys are really good and they're in this league. Then you have guys who are former first and second round picks who mostly either had a cup of coffee in the majors, mm-hmm. May have played, you know, a handful of games over a course of years in the majors, kind of topped out at AAA in whatever organization they were with. And then, like this year, would have gone to spring training with a different team.
Mm-hmm.
So these are guys who can play. You got pitchers who pitched in the majors last year, not just Fernando Arana. There were other guys who have pitched in the majors for the last several years.
Right.
And so there's a good mix of older players and younger players. There's some real young guys. There's a pitcher in the league who's 19 years old, pitched in AA last year. You know, a lot of talent. You're seeing some pretty good quality baseball, and for $9 during the week or $12 for a single admission doubleheader.
And the Astros already benefit from it. With no minor league baseball going on, you have this independent league right here on the outskirts of Houston down there in Sugarland, and the Astros have a guy when, if you're out there trying to go look a free agent, where are these guys staying warm? Where are they staying in the rotation? Right here in your backyard, that's a huge benefit during this season.
No, and you know, because it's a season where, look, we're seeing a lot of teams have issues with arms. And if you can go find a veteran arm who's already stretched out or already working, already gone through their, quote, spring training, and he's ready to
the ramp-up period is shortened.
And you know he's already being tested for COVID, so you don't have to worry, all right, do I have to, you know, now go through this two-week COVID? No, they've already been getting tested all the time. So it's a good hunting ground if you need bodies. And I wouldn't be surprised if Rodney is just the first person to wind up on a major league roster as opposed to the only guy.
Right. So, I mean, you sit here and look at it. How many independent leagues? So, I mean, I'm completely naive to this. I know minor league baseball, you're not seeing that. I mean, you've got the Corpus thing, well, your second destination.
Even the independent leagues themselves are not running. So the independent leagues off the top of my head are the Atlantic League, mm-hmm. the Skeeters are in. There's the American Association. There's the Frontier League. There's the Can-Am League. Those are, I think, like the four major independent leagues.
Okay.
And none of them are running.
So is it fair to say, now I know you've got two different, you got the Astros here in Houston, then in Corpus you have Arcady, Alvarez, and now that's where Fernando Rodney's probably headed to,
right,
as well.
That's their other, the Astros have two satellite facilities.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got Minute Maid, and then you got UH, and then you got Corpus.
Right.
So, They've got some, you know, where it's come like extended spring training. So since there's no minor leagues, you've got extended spring training in these other two locations for guys to work out, pitch simulated games, get their BP, get their work in, etc. Get them ready so that if they are called up, they're ready. For Alvarez, he's trying to get his timing back.
No Tracy McGrady down there in Sugarland,
yeah,
get ready.
No T-Max.
No.
Although Roger was there on Sunday.
Right, he's coaching one of the teams with his son.
Well, his son is coaching Team Texas, and mm-hmm. Roger is kind of like a roving instructor for everybody.
Right.
Roger still looks like he could get on the mound and pump it out 94 miles an hour.
He probably could.
I mean, if If I were a team,
how old is he now?
Roger's got to be.
He's got a son in Major League Baseball. I mean, he's so. Got
Kobe. Kobe's in his 30s. So
oh, yeah. So he's got to be 55.
Roger's got to be upper
50s. I'm going to go 55.
Roger Clemens is 57.
Oh, okay.
He'll be 58 in a week. And he still looks like he can get up there and pump it out 94 miles an hour.
Like if I Astros needed, might need to sign
if
him.
I needed a relief pitcher, yeah. I think, well, I could sign like this dude. Hey, Roger, when was the last time you got on the mound?
Mike Tyson's 53, and he's about to box Roy Jones Jr. So, I mean, Roger.
Mike's even older than that.
So, Roger at 57, because just going to toss the baseball around a little bit. I mean, 43. Would you rather have a
Mike's 54.
Would you rather have a 43-year-old Fernando Rodney or a 57-year-old Roger Clemens coming in the ninth inning this year? I'm going to take Roger.
That's a toss-up.
I'm going to take Roger.
I'm thinking if Roger can still pump it, I could get an inning out of him.
I believe you can.
That's all I need. Raj, can you give me an inning?
And in this rotation, and more injuries are going to add up, and more COVID, not suspensions, but I guess you'll count it, illness, you know, that would come up and players put to the side, you might have to go the Roger Clemens route. Still, I'd be fine with it.
He still looks just like he did the last time he was on the mound. He still has that, you know, he's always been.
Well, you know what Rick James said.
He's always been a big dude.
Steroids a hell of a drug.
And, you know, so he's. Got that big barrel chest, and his legs are real thick. He's always been a real thick dude. But his sons, one coaches, two play.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them look just freaking like him. Same height, same build. I just spit an image of him. Roger looks like he could play. And, I don't think it's a shame he can't get fans in the ballpark. Because COVID is running so rampant.
Right.
Because if you could put fans in the ballpark and you put Roger on the mound, full house that day.
That'll be kind of fun, especially when you play the Yankees. But no, I mean, real quick, putting my last thoughts on it. The fact you're out there calling them Sugarland Skeeter games, no minor league baseball, it's almost like a cheat code for the Astros. You've got this this place where Fernando Rodney just came from. A perfect example that these athletes are staying like a minor league in shape and in as people start going through these, you know, the season and injuries pile up and COVID infection spreads. If that continues to happen, you've got this team right there in your backyard that plays, 30 minutes from where you play that you can easily get down scout at any time. Injury comes up, you get first look, first pick, and all you got to do, all right, send you to Corpus and right back up here to Houston, the new Golden Triangle.
You know, and that season ends August 31st.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to the trade deadline.
Oh.
You've got like all the these guys think. Who are they don't have to pitch for anybody else. And they're all ready. They've been pitching. They're stretched out. They're in mid-season form. We might see guys get picked up.
GD, I like the way you do business.
You consider the Marlins are going to have to sign about 15 free agents.
That was a Four Brothers quote. You got to go catch up on Four Brothers now. Okay. That's your next assignment.
That's another thing for me to watch. All right, so we did tease this about a writer saying no and a player saying yes. And Jason said horrible things. We'll get to that next.
May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And take a quick minute here to tell you about our friends over at Benefits on Us. If you own or run a Texas business and you're looking for affordable benefits for your company, for your employees, check out Benefits on Us. They have options that you can customize for medical, for supplemental insurance. Right now, with everything going on with COVID-19, supplemental insurance is huge for people if you're able to have it, because supplemental insurance doesn't go to a doctor or a hospital. That money goes in your pocket. So, and then you choose what you want to do with it. They've got dental and vision for as low as $1 a day. So if you are the administrator for your company's benefits. Check out Benefits on Us at 975benefits.com. That's 975benefits.com. Even if your company only has two employees, you qualify for great rates and programs. 975benefits.com, 975benefits.com. So the Twitch stream seems to like the idea of us having our own Funko.
All right, we need to do that then, because I want one for myself. You want one. We also got Broward, who was on the Twitch stream on Twitter. He actually answered, what was the base god? Remember we're asking, well, yes, the goat.
What's the base goat?
I said the base god. I think we know what that is. He says, since you asked earlier, Braddock, base means being yourself, not being scared of what people think about you, not being afraid to do what you want to do, being positive. Hey, I dig it. I'll take that. That's a high compliment. I'll take that. Usually I'm used to shots, so I was surprised that it was actually a compliment. So, no, I'll take it.
No, that's cool. On the text line, Astros over 4.5 runs tonight, yay or nay?
Walker Buehler, yay. I don't think the streak comes to the end. You know, typically I would say 4 straight games. All right, you're due for an off game. He said 4.5. I'll take the over. I think 5 comes. At least 5 comes.
I'd also take the over. I don't expect Walker Buehler to go very deep in this game. He only went 2 innings on Friday.
Really?
So he's not stretched out in any way, shape, or form.
And they're dealing with some injuries as well in their rotation. Oh, speaking of that, because we were talking about earlier how, hey, everyone thought the season was over with Verlander getting injured. This is going to be a regular occurrence, I believe. So with that in mind, injury alert for Major League Baseball. Cardinals starting pitcher,
Miles Mikolas.
There you go. You're better than me. Forearm will undergo, and it's a forearm injury, will undergo season-ending surgery. And because I have it pulled up, I'll mention this to an NBA. Two things in the NBA. One, right down the street, New Orleans Pelicans, Zion Williamson has cleared quarantine and yes, will practice with the team on Tuesday. So if you're a basketball fan and want to watch that young man play, good news for you. Also saw this a second ago. Rockets playing the Celtics tonight. Last scrimmage game before they kick off the season this Friday against the Dallas Mavericks. Luka and Kristaps against Russ West and James Harden. Well, there's another piece, and I need people to realize how important this guy is. He's been a great find for the Rockets. Austin Rivers, per Mike D'Antoni, this is from Jonathan Fagan, Austin Rivers will get some playing time for the Rockets shortly after leaving the quarantine. He will play tonight against Boston in the final scrimmage. So that's a key piece to the lineup as well.
So Miles Mikolas has a torn flexor tendon. That's not good.
And you're asked on the Twitch stream from Hugo, why so many forearm injuries are sore in this early into the season. Does this have to do – let me take a hypothesis before you answer this and probably correct me. But does this have to do with how religious starting pitchers and all pitchers are when it comes to their rotation and their warm-up and staying on the schedule? We saw Zach Greinke here in Houston back up from the day 2 starter to the day 3 with McCullers sliding into that day 2 starter because of the schedule getting thrown off. So that's why I wasn't surprised Greinke had such an off game. This season is so far for being traditional for baseball players, specifically pitchers, and a guy like Greinke that is so ritual in how he performs. I completely felt that he would be thrown off, and it might take him 4 or 5 starts. I know he said 2 more starts and he should be good. Wouldn't be surprised if we're getting towards September before we see Greinke being Greinke-esque.
I think Greinke, who I had said to be about 2 weeks and then found out later on, he had also said felt like he was about 2 weeks away. I think Greinke knows himself better than anybody at this point. If he was 26, I'd question. He's 38. He knows his body. So from Greinke, I think that's about, I think 2 weeks probably.
As far as the question from Hugo, on all the forearm injuries and soreness this early into the season.
This has to do with guys rushing to get ready. I think they had 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Usually, pitchers come in around February 12th to 15th, and you know, by March 26th, they're throwing 5 innings. So it's 5 to 6 weeks. Well, they had to do it in 3 weeks this time. It's half time. And they're out there trying to be able to go 5 innings, trying to throw, you know, their usual assortment of pitches, full speed, et cetera. And this is what happens when you're taking pitchers and you're moving them off their schedules and you're trying to accelerate schedules. And it's unfortunate, but I do think this is why Major League Baseball allocated for the larger roster to start the season, why you've got that, you know, 30-plus man taxi squad. Astros, Joe Biagini, sore shoulder on the injured list.
Oh, there it goes. Well, that's a tough one to lose. Now where would we get our jokes from?
Yeah, no, and Biagini's not any good. But
exactly, that's why the jokes
he's still a body with an arm. The Astros have called up Andre Scrub, who I hope is not a scrub.
Oh, da-dump, dump. Where were you at on that one, Aaron? He's just shaking his head so mad. All right, so you're not going to believe this.
Now, if it makes you feel any better. Well,
let me read this to you. You know who Bill Shaken is?
Yeah.
Who? What team does he cover?
Dodgers.
What do you think he's tweeting 45 minutes ago before the Dodgers tweet the Astros?
Something about Astros cheating and Dodgers getting screwed.
He's tweeting a quote, but everything else you said is a... All right, here's this tweet. Dodgers outfielder, and this was tweet was 45 minutes ago, it looks like, or maybe it was retweeted by Bustner only 45
Cody
minutes
Bellyacre.
Ago. Jock Peterson doesn't think whatever team wins the World Series this year should have an asterisk by its name. And here's this quote. They're not cheating. Their way to get there, he said. Gotta put a little dig in on the Astros here. I'm so Oh, so if you win the World Series this year, there's no asterisk.
So Jockass Peterson thinks that, yeah, all right, nobody cares what you think.
Hey, it's a little bit silly. Also, with the Rockets taking on the Celtics in a little bit over an hour and a half, I believe, Mike D'Antoni said, and this is from Jonathan Fagan on Twitter, says Mike D'Antoni said he would like to get Robert Covington and P.J. Tucker back to their customary 30-minute mark in the final scrimmage game tonight. To be determined on Russ Westbrook. We know he's got probably a different schedule. Harden played like 36 minutes last game. I didn't see Russ's minutes total. I can't remember. I think it's probably, though, less than 20 minutes. But with the bout with COVID and concerns over respiratory issues and all that, you're probably going to be more careful amping him back up. But it was great to see Harden go 31-9-8-2-1. In those 36 minutes on Sunday.
All right, so Andre Scrub last season pitched at AA, partly between, spent most of the season at Tulsa before coming into the Astros organization in Corpus. Last season at AA combined 6-1, 2.78 ERA, 1.38 whip. He walks a lot of guys. Pitched 64 and two-thirds, gave up 20 runs, 3 homers, 33 walks, struck out 76.
Thought for sure
so
Aaron
misses
was going.
Bats. He walks guys. He misses bats. He doesn't give up a lot of homers.
Thought for sure Aaron was going TLC, no scrubs here, after on the back of your bad joke. So, double down? No.
We will he's a big dude, 6'4", 270.
Jeez.
He was drafted by the Dodgers in 2016.
Can he play defensive end?
Sounds like he could. Certainly got the size. Dang. But Andre Scrub will join the Astros as Joe Biagini hits the IL. It's the Blitz. They got you. I got you. She
got you. Just got you. My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Patrick Creighton, Jason Braddock in for Fred and A.J. on the Blitz. And just saw a tweet from Andrew Filippone that Bob Nightingale told 93.7 The Fam, which I believe is Pittsburgh, that the Marlins outbreak is due to a bunch of players deciding they were going to go out to the club in Atlanta before they went to Philadelphia. So the Marlins players went out for a night of fun, got COVID, and now they're all on the COVID shelf. 17 players and staffers have all tested positive, and no other player or staffer for any other team in baseball has tested positive. Now we know why. If I'm Derek Jeter, I am pissed, pissed, pissed.
Isn't this, is it more poetic for a team? Maybe poetic's the wrong word. I'm pretty sure it's the wrong word. Has a team ever in history took on the identity of their home state more than the Marlins did with this?
Florida, guys.
This is so Florida. This is you becoming Florida, man, just by playing in Miami. It doesn't work that way. You don't just become Houston by coming to the Astros. You have to inherit that. But apparently with the Marlins, if you live in the state of Florida, just crossing those state lines, you become an idiot. I mean, this is stupid. And we saw a tweet, John, who was in the Twitch earlier, twitch.tv/ESPN975, if you want to join the conversation. He had posted on Twitter that a comment from Josh, Ennis, where Josh was talking about nobody had an issue with Lou Williams about this. And I don't know where that's coming from Josh. I'm sure he'll direct comment towards it tomorrow or maybe on his podcast tonight. But I got to wholeheartedly disagree with that take. What did you have in the dumbass report yesterday when we said
it? Lou Williams was number one in the dumbass report.
Who was Lou Williams taking shots at today and why on Twitter?
Oh, Kendrick Perkins, because Perk called him out for being a dumbass.
He's been called out coast to coast for this. He went to a strip club after his granddad passed. He went to a strip club because they've got his favorite food, the famous chicken wings. Damn that excuse. And then he's talking about
with a rapper.
I don't want this to take away. It's like, let me get back to the point. I don't want this to take away from the great passing of a man and he lists his granddad's dad. I'm like, no, don't try. That might work on some simple-minded people. Don't try this stuff. You stop by a strip club. You're in a bubble the NBA spent $150 million on so nobody would bring COVID in there. You leave for your grandfather's funeral. And you want everybody, don't get sidetracked from the message. It's not a message. I don't give a damn about your granddad. It might be sorry that he passed. I never met him. He don't give a damn if I die. I don't give a damn if he die. So trying to make that the message. No, there's no message. You got excuse to go to a family member's funeral. And on the way back to the bubble that you spent your bosses spent $150 million on so you could have this season to pay you. You stop by the strip club. Oh, yeah, but you didn't see no strippers. You just love those chicken wings. Come on, dude. That's such BS.
Hanging out with a rapper.
Yeah, I took a picture with a rapper on the way out. I just grabbed my food and left because ask all my teammates. They all know that's my favorite food. The Atlanta, and everybody's like, oh, yeah, they got some great chicken wings. You know who else has got great chicken wings? Every single place in town. You're in Atlanta.
Hey, you got to keep in mind, though. Johnny Manziel backed him up. I mean, if Johnny's got your back, how could you disparage him?
All right.
He goes, who knows strip clubs better than Johnny Manziel?
John says, I'm back. Why is, and it's got all asterisks, I'm guessing it says a strip club, any different from a restaurant if they are still doing social distances? All right, so you go like.
Wait, is this a rhetorical question?
No, I think he's being serious with this question. And I've seen other people ask this question. Like, why is a strip club different than a restaurant, Patrick? But really? If they're doing social distancing.
Have you ever been into a strip club that's clean?
Right. What happens in a strip club?
A bunch of girls sweating themselves to death, mm-hmm. covered in makeup and perfume, clap their bodies all over anyone and everything that they're
They do something a little strange for a little bit of change, right? But they're probably doing social distancing lap dances and no contact.
They put the towel down like, to avoid the snail trails? I mean, come on.
I've never been a big strip club guy, but when I moved here, one of the times I moved to Houston, the guys I was hanging out with at the time, they would go to, I'm not going to name it, a strip club here in Texas. And one of this dude, a friend of a friend, he was just a dumbass slob, and but he had a lot of money. He was in the game.
This isn't James Harden, is it?
No. He was in the drug game. So he had a ton of money and everything, right? And he's always flaunting. And he always wanted to go to strip club. He's like, oh, they got this strip club name. Well, I can say her name because it's a stripper name. They got this stripper named Star. And, you know, she's like that. And he was in love. He's one of these sucker for love that
stripper
Tupac used to talk
Star.
About. Right, right. Absolutely. So he would always go back to the, I don't know what they called it there. I guess the champagne room or whatever people call it at the strip club. But things would go down in strip clubs. And I've talked to people from coast to coast in different states, and things would go down in strip clubs, and money would be exchanged. I mean, this happens. I don't give a damn if there's a pandemic or not. If a grown-ass man is going to a strip club and you're a millionaire, especially if you're – all right, let's just take it. Let's take Lou Williams out of it. Millionaire NBA basketball player that can get it anytime he wants it. Now he's in a bubble where it's restricted and not getting it. Goes to a funeral, comes back, and on the way back, he stops by one of the most famous strip clubs, Magic City in Atlanta. But he only went in for chicken wings. What's different than that with a, than a restaurant? I mean, I imagine going home and coming all the way back to Orlando and – I would imagine you pass quite a few hundreds of thousand restaurants. But
the strip club.
Yeah. Best wings ever.
You know, the idea of I need to go to a strip club, but I'm just going to get the wings. You know, kind of like Damian Lillard had said, horny always wins.
Yeah.
Horny always wins. Guys will risk anything and everything if there is a 1% chance.
John chimed back
of getting any kind of action whatsoever.
It's funny. John chimes back in. Social distancing. Okay.
So Penny
Do
says
you have a penis?
Penny said men's club used to have a great buffet.
I'm never eating a buffet.
Breasts and thighs.
Oh, yeah. I've Nice. Well played. I've never eaten at a buffet at a strip club and never would. I just don't know how healthy it is to ingest stripper glitter. I just imagine, like, especially the dudes, like, could you imagine you got your plate and you're sitting around the front and the song comes on. Here comes Candy to the front stage. And now she's booty clapping over your plate. You got stripper glitter and crumbs all in your plate. And you're eating. Yeah,
some guys probably pay extra for that.
That's a fair point. AJ.
maybe that's the secret ingredient in the frequent burps.
Go to Magic City and ask for the AJ Hoffman.
Can I get some stripper glitter in my
change
food
your
so
life.
I can get some better burps to go out here?
Nice.
No, but there's no way. I'm sorry. There's no way.
Holly asked, did y'all
you're going to the strip club and just to get wings to go, and you're going to stand in the vestibule or outside. You're not going to go, you know, catch whatever you can catch when you're stupid rich. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
All right. Holly says, did y'all really think any NBA player could go a week without asterisk appearance? No,
well,
I mean,
booty.
No, I mean, I don't think anybody thought that. Well, no, I thought the NBA would do a better job preventing it, not allowing it. But Pete Creighton called it out right from the get that somebody's going to violate it. Then later, Damian Lillard called it out that he didn't trust other players for this exact reason. But come on. I mean, if you're really buying that Lou Williams had to stop by a strip club to get chicken wings because they were his favorite chicken wings in the whole world. Just ask all his teammates. This is the favorite place to eat. Then you're basically the stupidest person on earth. You can stop anywhere to get food. There's not one restaurant. I'm sitting there during a pandemic and like, I know they say we can't go to restaurants. We definitely can't go to strip clubs. But, man, I really love this food. There's not a place on the planet that I'm doing that at as a million-dollar NBA player protected under this $150 million investment by the NBA.
I could hire my own personal chef to make the greatest rings in the world in my own kitchen. But nope, I got to go to the strip club. Donna texted in. She's like, seriously, how dumb is that?
Holly also says Uber Eats could have delivered it to him, you know, and she's talking about from the strip club. Well, that just makes too much sense, Holly. I mean, people want to actually fight the other side of this. They want to fight the other side. And say, well, why do we have an issue with it? Are you serious? It's a pandemic. People are like, well, what's the difference in going and get it from a restaurant? Well, they, as Walt says in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN975, that the players aren't allowed to visit restaurants either. Again, like Holly mentions, if Uber Eats.
You're going to love this.
All right.
We got a text. There shouldn't be a double standard for athletes. It's a personal choice. He's a human being. This is the problem with cancel culture. You're playing basketball in a bubble.
Yes.
That the NBA has spent $150 million on.
Thank you.
You had to get, like, excused by your team to leave the bubble to go to your grandfather's funeral. That is the one and only thing you were allowed to do. Nah. Bleep that.
Oh, nice. Well played.
I'm getting some strippers. I mean, wings. And there's, oh, what? Now I have to wait 10 days?
Yes.
And miss two games? Man, if those chicken wings didn't give you 37 orgasms, you overpay.
I would say 38. At least 38, or it's not worth it. You didn't have basketball. When was basketball? March the...
Lou says social distancing is 6 feet, not 6 inches.
Nice. Well played. You didn't have basketball for 4 months. You could eat anything you wanted to. You can go anywhere you want. You wasn't restricted, everything else. Yes, I know a pandemic was going, but when you're locked down and not allowed to go to these places right now in the bubble, you didn't have that lockdown for the past 4 months. There was no basketball. We're talking about the Major League Baseball season possibly being canceled. We're talking about, could the NFL or college football even happen? The only place in the three major sports people are talking about have the best chance is Orlando and the NBA because of the bubble. And you have selfish idiots like this that go out and only serve their own selfish flesh instead of the entirety of the league. And if you back Lou Williams, if you back the Miami Marlins or any of these guys, you're part of the problem because you're just looking to take the contrarian port because it was selfish and stupid on all parties.
Do you think his teammates want him coming back? Maybe give them COVID? You'll like this text.
Yeah, it's not like Donovan Mitchell was pissed at Rudy Gobert and we were all ignorant at the time.
And we don't even know who gave it to who first.
Exactly.
You'll like this because it goes along with your booty clapping. So, on the text line, somebody said, instead of having, you know, like your server comes at an Italian restaurant.
Okay.
And they have the Parmesan cheese grater, and they just keep going. Do you say stop?
Yeah.
You go to the strip club, and they just keep booty clapping all the glitter into your food, and you tell them when to stop.
That seems fair. That seems fair. I'm going to open a club like Hooters, but it's going to be for men like me who like the bigger booties. So it's going to be called Booty Butt Cheeks. And you can't pay cash just because of the current climate, so I'll put a strip inside of it, every butt cheek. So when they come to your table and they walk right, you just swipe it. Swipe the cheeks. Swipe the cheeks.
We'll come back with the gem of the day next.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, Patrick Brayton, Jason Bradigan for Fred and A.J. on The Blitz.
Last segment was a Twitch-only segment. Yeah,
we just had a Twitch-only thing there.
Twitch.tv/ESPN975. On the phone line, our text line, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. At PCrate1 on Twitter, at Aaron is Blitz, at Jason Bradigan for the show, at Late Hitters.
All right, are you ready to sing?
Oh, is it the gem
because
of the day?
It is time for the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
All right, so our gem of the day actually comes to us from Slovenia.
Really?
Now, you've watched Game of Thrones, right?
Oh, absolutely. What was great about Game of Thrones for me is, like, Fred would tell me about it for years. Everybody would tell me I'd never watch it until after season 6, I think it was, ended. There's only one season left. So I went and streamed it all before the last season came out, like 2 weeks before the last season, then watched the last season live. And that's why I'm so disappointed.
Were you a fan of the dragons?
I love dragons, yeah.
Which dragon was your favorite?
Oh, I didn't get into it that far. Dragon from Rough Riders?
Yeah.
Stop! Drop! Shut them down! Open up shop! Whoa! No! That's how Rough Riders roll!
That's a dragon?
No, Dragon was part of Rough Riders. You don't remember Dragon?
That'd be a no.
Oh, okay, go ahead then.
So I didn't know if you were a fan of Drogon, who's the one that's always with the mother of dragons, or if you like the ice dragon after the dragon gets killed by
that's my favorite one.
Ice dragon.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Slovenia, there are three baby dragons that are currently on display in a cave. They hatched in 2016. It is extremely rare for dragons to successfully hatch. They're allowed 30 visitors a day to go see these baby dragons. Now, the dragon is described as an ancient underwater predator. They can live up to 100 years, and they only breed once in a decade. I don't know if I could go like 10 years in between booty, but yeah, they only breed once in a decade.
So these aren't real dragons, these are though.
Out of 21 eggs, 3 hatched.
21 eggs, 3 hatched. So just like Game of Thrones, because she went into the fire and came out with 3, right?
Came out with 3. She had 3 dragon eggs, and she came out with 3.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
These things, they're underwater creatures. So they look like...
So do you think Aquaman squashed Khaleesi? Because he was Khal Drogo.
I could see...
That makes sense.
I could see Khaleesi and Aquaman getting the deal done.
Well, they did get the deal done. He was Khal Drogo.
He was Khal Drogo,
so,
yes.
Underwater dragon created goes perfectly with him going to his next role, Aquaman, and Khaleesi still having something left for his Momoa.
Now, a full-grown dragon is about 13 and a half inches long.
Yeah, that's what she told me.
They have little tiny legs, and they're blind.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's got an eye, but it's blind.
You're going to foul this the whole way, aren't you? I just think it's cool that there's actually a creature called a dragon. Now, if you look at it, it basically looks like...
An eel. A baby eel.
It's like half snake, except it's got 4 little baby legs. But the head looks like a dragon head. It's just really little. But it has all the shapings of a dragon head and then just like a big snake body.
How big do they grow?
13 and a half.
That's the
long.
Biggest.
That's it. It's a dragon.
That's not a dragon.
And it doesn't fly and do cool stuff.
That's not a dragon.
But it's a dragon.
That's like a dragon. Do you remember in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
No.
All right, well, and I'm going to get you, sucker, because I'm going to tell you the whole scene anyway and ruin your segment. All right, so he meets the girl at the bar, and she's beautiful with all these parts and everything else. And she's like, hey, I guess she's talking about this dragon. I need 13 inches. And he's like, okay, yeah, I got 13 inches. They get back to the room, and he's like, all right, well, maybe I lied about that. She's like, oh, great. And she starts popping off her wig. She's got a fake. She pops
I've
off.
I've seen that clip.
She pops off the fake butt, and he's like, no, not the butt. Then she takes off a fake leg. Like, oh, I feel so good. We can be normal. She set him up so bad on that. Knowing he was going to lie about his underwater dragon being 13 inches. And so she's like, all right, gets back to the hotel room. Oh, great. We can be honest with each other. Takes off the fake leg, the hair. Still at that point, I'm still in on it. I'm like, yeah, I still would, even with the bald hair. But when she took off the fake butt, I was like, no, not the butt. All right, I'm out.
No, I've seen that clip, you know, where it's like they break it down into like a gif, and it's like, oh, now that we can be honest, the stuff just starts coming off.
That was a great movie for a time.
The headline, baby dragons, yeah, go on display. I'm like, baby dragons!
Yeah, and but I was getting my hopes up.
It's
going to be a real
and,
dragon.
It's kind of...
Kick that dragon right in his damn mouth.
It's kind of like, you know, you went and saw a girl and she took off her fake butt.
Right, exactly. It's the same letdown. But to be fair, it's probably warranted.
It's still called a dragon.
I'm not calling it a dragon.
It's a dragon. And the dragon, just because it's a dragon, it got the gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. This is Anarch Jeweler, gem of the day.
Bum, 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 bum. So we've kind of gotten sidetracked on a few things because we've been trying to keep up with all the stuff that you guys have tried to send to us on the Twitch stream, twitch.tv/ESPN975. We want to be as interactive as possible, so we've tried to keep up with the text line and on Twitter. So we're trying to keep up with all that. There's a lot of text. I know there's still a lot of text we haven't gotten to yet. 713-780-3776, 713-780-ESPN. On the Atron Pulitzer line, you want to give us a call and you want to get in on the program there as well. I know we got a lot of stuff to get to. On the text line, obviously the NBA needs to provide vetted and sanitized escorts. So would that be like you get a blue check mark on Instagram?
For escorts?
If you are vetted and sanitized, you get a check mark on Instagram? Like, I'm a safe hoe.
Do you? That would be a genius idea. I would feel safer. I just feel like in regular life, you should have a check mark. Like somebody should come out with an app. And, you know, I'm married, so it won't benefit me per se these days. Unless I'm on vacation or in a different zip code. Then it's not cheating. So here's the thing.
Oh, so you're not even the out-of-state rule. You're the out-of-zip code rule.
Zip code. 77381. Can't do it. It's cheating. 77380. Hey, ladies.
Really? Just slide this in here.
Different zip code. Ain't cheating. How can you cheat if you're not in the same zip code? And it's your dog.
Not even area code. Zip code. And it's your... What? Wait, where'd the dog come from?
You didn't watch Road Trip? Was it Road
A
Trip?
A long time
was
ago.
It Road Trip, Aaron? Which one was Scotty Doesn't Know? Was that Euro Trip?
No, that was Euro Trip.
Euro Trip.
Scotty Doesn't Know was Euro Trip. Road Trip was, though, like, it's, you know, they're talking about...
Did you
about
kill
all the
a cheetah? That's Road Trip. Yeah, did you kill a cheetah?
It's almost that scene. They're in the bus, and DJ Qualls is talking about putting peanut butter on your junk and letting your dog
lick
it off.
Yes, well, what if it's your...
He
okay.
Says, it's not weird because it's your dog.
Yeah, it's not cheating because it's your dog.
No,
and
it's
they're
still
like,
weird.
No, it's your dog.
If you would put peanut butter on your own junk, you're weird.
I don't know. It's your dog. I think it plays. I think it's okay.
Text line, each NBA player should be allowed to have two hoes in the hotel with them in the bar.
I think that's fair as long as they've been vetted and don't break quarantine. I don't care what
now,
these guys
Lou
do
Williams,
sexually as long as they don't have quarantine.
Like, per day?
What you have to worry about, though, with these hoes is that these hoes aren't loyal. And you've got 300 other NBA players, so you might not get COVID. dot, dot, dot.
It's the Blitz. I'll be prison famous.
ESPN 97.5.